Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Hello, welcome to Health Podcast Ghana. It's good that you listen. Before we begin this podcast, don't forget the following. It is free and available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many more. Just search Health Podcast Ghana and you will find us. You will find clear episodes on malaria, high blood pressure, diabetes, meningitis, and many other health subjects. Today, we are hearing from Francis Kuku Owusu once again, our resource person, and our topic of the day is cervical cancer. Mr. Francis, you are welcome.
Thank you.
What is cervical cancer?
Thank you, Mr. Hafiz. Cervical cancer is the uncontrolled growth of abnormal cells in the cervix. The cervix is the lower parts of the uterus or the entrance of the uterus. And what happened is that almost always causes by a persistent human papilloma virus infection, a common sexually transmitted virus. While it's often developed slowly from precancerous changes that can be caught by pap smear or VIE screening, it can become invasive and spread if untreated.
Okay, thank you once again. So with this disease, who is at risk of getting this disease?
Yeah, thank you. Because it has to do with the cervix, it's only women. Men don't have cervix, so it's only women who are at risk of getting the infection. And especially women who are sexually active.
Okay.
Because as we said earlier, the human papilloma virus is transmitted through sex. So women who are sexually active are at risk. And then women who are not sexually active are not at risk at all because of the fact that it is gotten through sex. So the plan is that children or women who are of the ages of 9 to 14 go for the vaccine to prevent them or protect them from getting the virus or the infection before they are sexually active. You know, so in Ghana, what happened is that this month is declared as Cervical Cancer Month. And we are talking about the social media, radio stations, television, hospitals, all gatherings, just to sensitize. We are talking about it all over the social media, radio stations, FM stations, televisions, in the hospitals, just to create the awareness of this sickness among women.
Okay, thank you once again. We have heard the cause is through sex and other stuff. So what are the signs? Does it have any signs that shows?
Yes, please. Before you get a cervical cancer, there must be the presence of the virus, human papilloma virus, the infection that causes the cancer. But about 90% of the infection will clear on its own. Yes, and then 5% will move from the day you get the infection to a stage we call CIN grade 2 or 3 within 2 or 3 years. And then some also will move from the grade 3 after 5 years into cancer. Some even after 30 years. So before to get to that stage where you get the cancer or the precancerous stage, normally they will have what we call low abdominal pain, difficulty in urinating, vaginal discharges. Some of the discharges are very offensive in smell. You know, some of them may also have difficulty in having sex or painful having sex, dyspareunia. Some of them may have rectal pain. Some of them may have what we call painful in urinating, dysuria. I'm trying to avoid the medical jargons. Painful in urinating. You know, and some of them today lose weight. You know, so when a woman is getting all the signs and symptoms, you shouldn't think it's the normal STI or normal sexually transmitted infections. It may be a sign of what? Cervical cancer, especially an old lady who has stopped bleeding and suddenly started seeing her menses. Sometimes irregular menses in a young woman. Sometimes, like I said, offensive vaginal discharge. All these things are some of the signs and symptoms of cervical cancer when it is getting to the stage where it's getting cancerous. But the initial stages, there's no sign or symptom. It's asymptomatic. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So is there something we can do to stop this or prevent ourselves from getting this cervical cancer?
Yes, please. The mainstay of prevention is, like I said, is the vaccine. The vaccine is there to prevent ladies from getting the infection, and also constant screening at least every 6 months or every year. In the developing world, Africa and so, that is the main cause of the cancers or the malignancy in women, and that always leads to their death. In the developed countries or the Western world, cervical cancer is almost a thing of the past because of advanced medical, you know, setup and all that. And also, they have incorporated into the normal routine examination in women. So if we are able to do cervical cancer screening often, we can prevent it, because when it is seen earlier, then the treatment comes and then the cancer will not come. You know, but when we don't see it early, then it advances into the cancer stage. And then, like I said, because some of the risk factors are women who have multiple sexual partners, also women who smoke, and then low socioeconomic status of women, they are also at risk. So if you are able to avoid all these things, we can prevent it. And then it's also common among people who started having sex very early, and then some vitamin deficiency, and then also multiple childbirth can also predispose a woman to cervical cancer. And some infections like HIV and herpes simplex infections can also predispose. So if you're able to avoid all these things, realize that many women will escape it. If you are not able to faithful, if you can't abstain from sex, then you become faithful to your partner. Because we said what? Multiple sexual partners. If you're unable to do that, then you have to use condom. All these are measures that will help prevent it from attacking the woman. And then, like I said, vaccination is also the best way of preventing it, if we are able to overcome all what I said earlier.
Okay, thank you once again. So with all this you said, do you think you still have something more to add?
Yes, I think that now all the hospitals in the world, I should say, and the health centers in Ghana have something called the CHIP compounds. Because of the awareness that we are creating across the country this year or this month, we are encouraging every woman to go to the hospital for cervical cancer, because it's free. You won't pay anything. You see, cervical cancer screening, so that we can pick up a lot of them. Recently, I think last 2 weeks or last week, the lady that we screened in the hospital, two or three of them were having it. So we quickly have to refer them to the onco unit, the oncology unit in Temale Teaching Hospital, for them to help them in a treatment. One of them, the whole cervix was bleeding, and then there was a lot of lesions and ulcerations. Normally when they have it, they think that somebody has bewitched them. It's a spiritual whatever. Some even think that it is normal STI, but it's not. That was cervical cancer that was about to advance. So we encourage every woman, if you are sexually active, kindly go for the screening. And when you go for the screening and you don't have it, you should keep going every 6 or every year because you are sexually active. And then the ladies who are also during the ages of 9 to 14 must go for the vaccine to protect them before they get sexually active. Yeah.
Thank you very much once again for your time, Mr. Kweku Usu, for this wonderful presentation. Like you mentioned, this year is cervical month, this month, sorry. So go to any nearby health center, do your check-ins, and you will know your status. Once again, listeners, we believe another time we'll have with you again. You will listen to us and you will also share the information. Remember, Health Podcast Ghana, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search us and you will find us. Until again we meet, it is bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.